Why, who's ringing that school bell, Stanford?
I don't know. Why?
Oh, it's finished. Well, Strock, we're not going to go into the classrooms today.
No, I know.
Bother me, look, leave those cool drinks alone there.
Aye? Are we supposed to be serving on this stool, sir?
Yes, but I'll do all the serving.
It's a great day for the fight, sir.
Yes, it's a pity there aren't more people here, but still.
There's a fair crowd over at my mother's stall, sir, over there.
Yes, but I thought we were going to do a better trade here with our cool drinks.
How much are they, sir?
How much?
Yeah, you know, how much do we charge for the drinks?
Oh, yes. Well, now look, these glasses here... No, they're too big. Well, the raspberry balm will be ninepence.
What, a bucket?
Yes, ninepence a bucket. And the lime juice? No, a bucket? It'll be ninepence a glass.
What for? Raspberry balm?
Yes.
Ninepence a glass?
Yes.
What, you give them a suit of clothes and a block of land as well?
Yes, we could. We Bottomy, look, will you stop being idiotic? A suit of clothes and a block of land. We've got to make money at this fate.
But Strike, you won't sell anything at all at that, right?
Yes, we will.
Well, there's Mr. Snoodles coming over here. See if you can sell him a glass of raspberry balm for ninepence and see how you go.
Yes, all right, I'll do that.
Ollie, step right up, people. Here's where the cool drinks are going all the time.
Bottomy, look, stop that dreadful noise and behave yourself.
Well, we've got to attract the crowd.
That'll just drive them all away. Oh, excuse me. I say, Mr. Snoodles.
Yeah?
Oh, well, would you care for a drink of raspberry balm?
Why, that's very good of you.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Snowtoss.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
How are you?
Would you like a glass of raspberry balm?
Thank you.
Bottomy, look, if you don't stop talking like that, I'll send you inside.
I'll pour it out.
Yes, well, remember what I told you last lesson about you boys behaving yourselves today.
Here you are, Mr. Snoodles.
If you boys don't behave like public school gentlemen, you'll all be locked up in the classroom until after this fete is finished.
Well... here's your good health.
Down the hatch. And another thing, Bottomy, if you do get locked up, you'll be dealt with afterwards. And just remember that.
Thank you. I'd better get back to my school.
Yes, so don't let me have to give you another warning, my boy.
No, sir.
Very good. And now that'll be ninepence. Thank you, Mr. Snoodles.
He's gone, sir.
Yes, well, he's what?
There he goes over there, sir.
Where's the ninepence?
You asked him if he'd like one.
No, I didn't.
Well, I thought you did, sir.
Yes, so did they.
Look, get him back. Get that ninepence.
Hey, Mr. Snoodles.
We're here to make money, not to give things away.
He's coming back, sir.
That's the whole idea of this fight, to make money.
Did you call me back, Doctor?
Yes, I certainly did. It was about that raspberry balm.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Now, look, wait a minute. Well, what's all this nonsense about? We've gone through all that once before.
Yes.
How about that raspberry balm?
Yes, it was very nice.
Good.
Have another one.
Yes, have another one.
Well, thanks.
Ah, business is looking up.
I'll get it.
Yes, all right. If we could only attract the attention of those people over at the other store, we'd do a roaring trade here.
Yeah, Mr. Snoodles.
Shall I do a bit of spruking, sir?
Spruking?
Yeah, you know, that holly business, like they do on the showgrounds.
No, Bottomy, look, we've got to be dignified.
Well, here's your good health.
Bungo, we must be dignified. I mean, we must remember that we're public school gentlemen.
Ah, uh-huh.
And where on earth is Greenbottle?
He's helping his mother on the jumble stall, sir.
Oh, I see.
Well, that was lovely. Now I must go.
Ta-da. Look, I can't see Greenbottle.
He's right in the middle of the crowd over there, see? He's explaining one of his father's inventions that they're selling.
But what? It's not that ridiculous alarm clock, I hope.
No, this is a new one. A bath eater or something.
Bath eater? Good Lord, look, he'll probably drive everybody away from the grounds. I'd better go over and get this thing straightened out.
Yes, sir. Yes. I'll look after the stall here, sir.
All right, but be very careful. Oh, how are you off for small change?
What for, sir?
Well, what for? To give the customers their change when they buy a drink.
Buy one?
Yes, buy one. Like Mr. Snoodles did. Now, wait a minute. Where is he?
Oh.
Where's Mr. Snoodles? Has he gone away again?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you get the money from him, Stanford?
What money, sir?
You asked him to have another one.
Yes, sir.
It was on the house.
He thanked you for it.
Oh, look, haven't you boys got any brains?
No, I need cool drinks.
Yes, well, I'll go to another butcher and it'll serve you jolly well. No! Bottomy, look, this is no time to try and be funny. Go and get Mr. Snoodle, Stanford, and get that money from him.
Yes, sir.
He'd better have a drink before he goes, hadn't he, sir?
Yes, of course, yes.
Thanks, sir.
I'll have one, too.
Right, well, so will I. I was only thinking last night that if we could make, say, £100 out of this fight, we might be able to get down a good cricket pitch.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Stanford?
Thanks.
Better drink it before it gets cold.
Yes, well, here's mud in your eye.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, that's very good.
Yes, sir. Have another?
Isn't it 6 o'clock yet? No, I mean, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right, we'll have another.
Good, we'll do that. Or, look, if we could only make £80 at this fate, it would be worthwhile.
Yes.
And I've here always...
Here,
Oh, it's Green Bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Will you have a raspberry balm, Greeny?
Raspberry balm? Yes, I'll say.
Pour one out for Greeny, Sam.
Oh, we're doing a great trade here with this raspberry balm.
Yes, sir.
How's your mother going on her stall, Green Bottle?
Well, it's a funny thing, but the bar-feeders don't seem to appeal to anybody.
Don't they?
No.
The bar-feeders? Listen, what are these bar-feeders?
Here's yours, Greeny.
Thanks,
sir.
Oh, thank you, Bottomy.
You got yours, Stamper.
Yeah.
Well, here's luck, sir.
Skin off your teeth, and down we go. Very nice. Yes.
I'll just pour out another one while Green Bottle's telling us about the bar feeder.
Oh, good idea. Yes, what are these bar feeders, Green Bottle?
Yes, well, they're the things that the people won't buy over at me mother's store.
Won't they?
No,
but listen, what are they?
They're bar feeders.
Oh, I thought they were bar feeders. Yes, well, wait a minute, so they are. All right, Green Bottle, look, well, you've told us that.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks. I know they're bar feeders, but how do they work?
Really?
Yes. The old man invented them.
Oh, did he? Well, in that case, they probably wouldn't work at all.
No. Yes, they would.
Oh. Well, here's the best, sir.
Oh, here off your chest.
Yeah.
Well, here's a go. Oh, that's a very good drink.
I'll get the next one.
Yes, all right.
I've got another bottle.
Yes, well, it's a sort of weed killer too, you know.
What is?
The bar-feeder.
The bar-feeder? A sort of weed killer?
Yes, of course it is.
What?
Yes, and in the summertime, when you don't want hot bark, you can use it for a clothes cupboard, a woodshed, or a laundry.
Listen, what is this, Green Bottle? A bar-feeder or a battleship?
It's a bar-feeder.
What on earth is it made of?
It's a 2,000-gallon tank, really.
Oh, I see. What?
Thank
you, Stamper, thank you.
That one, Greeny, I got one.
Yeah.
Look, I was thinking...
Here's the best, sir.
Oh, well, over the top, boys.
Yes.
Here we go. That's a little bit sickly, that.
Yes, well, you've had more than me.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, give him another one.
We might as well all have another one now. It's open.
Yes, of course. Oh, don't waste it.
No, sir.
But listen, Green Bottle. How could you have a 2,000-gallon tank in the bathroom?
You don't keep it in the bathroom.
Don't you?
No, that's the beauty of it.
Oh, I see.
You have it out in the backyard, and so you can just put the log on the fire out there.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, and then you don't have any ashes or smoke in the kitchen at all.
No, I hadn't thought of the in the where?
In the kitchen.
But listen, you don't bath in the kitchen.
Yes, we do.
What?
Yes, well, we can't have water splashing around in the bathroom.
Why not?
It'd spoil the dining room table.
Listen, Green Bottle, if I remember correctly, the last time you told us about your bathroom, you had the piano in there, didn't you?
Yes, but that was some time ago.
Oh, you've shifted it since then.
Yes.
Oh, yes, well, it's nice to know that you've at least got the piano out of the bathroom.
Yes, well, we put that back a few weeks ago.
What, back in the sitting room?
Yeah,
I said back in the sitting room.
No, of course we never.
Oh, I'm wrong again.
Yes, and you don't want to leave a piano in a room full of geese.
No, but why did a room full of geese? Well, that's lovely.
Yes, and the piano's back in its proper place, in the washhouse.
Oh, I see. Well,
hey, sir.
Well, look, I certainly don't think... I certainly wouldn't like to live at your place.
Yes.
Because,
well, here's the best, sir.
Well, happy days. It is a bit sickly, I think.
Yes, sir.
Here's
Mr. Snoodles coming back, sir.
Get ready, Bottomy. Here's another customer.
Yes, sir.
If we can make, say, £30 at this fate, it'll relieve the financial position of the school considerably.
Hello. I see you're back again.
Yes.
Bottomy, look, stop talking like that. Could we interest you in another raspberry balm, Mr. Siphon? Soda? Snoodles?
Well, I rather fancied another one.
Oh, good. Open another bottle here, Bottomy, straight away.
Give me that bottle, Stan.
How is your stall going, Mr. Snoodles?
Well, I have to report that as yet the business is none too good.
Oh, well...
What's he doing, sir?
Mr. Snootles? Oh, Mr. Snootles has got a photography tent. You know, you go in and have your photos taken.
Yes.
Oh, I know. And you get your photograph while you wait.
Well, yes. If you wait long enough.
Hey, yes. Mr. Snootles.
Oh, thank you.
Where's mine, Bobby?
Coming up, sir.
Oh, hey.
Greeny, cap.
Well, your good health.
Oh, here's to your bright eyes.
Yes.
Here.
Oh,
well.
There she goes.
Yes.
Another one, sir?
No, thanks, Bodley. I don't feel too good.
Neither do I.
You know, I felt better.
Perhaps a walk would do me a bit of good. I'll just get over to the other stall and see a few of our people over there.
There's nobody there, sir.
No, well,
well, there's been no one at my mother's stall since I left.
Most of the people went out the gate about 10 minutes ago.
Out of the gate?
There's no one over there now, sir.
The profits! We can't make any profits that way.
No, well, if we come out square, we'll be sweet.
Yes, I suppose we will.
I don't feel too good.
No. Neither do I.
Well, strike, we've had 3 bottles of raspberry balm.
Yes, of course. With what?
Three bottles.
Where's the money?
What money, sir?
I wish I hadn't had them.
Can I go home, sir?
Yes, I think we'd all better go home.
Well, everybody else has.
Yeah, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning,